What's up, junkies? Welcome back in for another edition of Pigskin Junkies. Myself, Michael Larson, D. Scott Panza. Week 11 of the Super Contest. We're half past the halfway point. We're into the final stretch of the, or, you know, kind of the last leg of the year. The chips are starting to fall a little bit. You're starting to see things shake out. But at the same time, you're not seeing things shake out at all. Nothing makes sense. Scott, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, man. We're doing well. And clarifying comment, Circus Sports Million, not Super Contest, my man.
Doc, what I say?
Super Contest? Super Contest.
I'm falling apart.
But no. Crazy last few weeks. I mean, Survivor Pools just done and dusted. I'll give you a quick – I'm in a Survivor Pool. Started with like 30, 40 people. And my man Steve, who's the brother of Chris, who we've had on a few times, he made it so ties are wins. So last week we had a Pittsburgh selection. That person should have been dusted. We're down to four people, and that person gets a W. So shout out to my man Steve for you know, not setting up the rules correctly. So we're on to week 11. Four people left. I mean, I'm in other Survivor pools where there are hundreds of people, thousands, and they're down to like 20 people. So the last 3 weeks have just been bloody. And maybe we're going to see more of it this weekend. I mean, I will gripe about something else from last week. No one cares about your bets that turn sour. But FanDuel has bets where you can bet on the team to score the least or the most, or the game to score the most or the least for the day. Mm-hmm. And I had Falcons 28-1, lowest scoring team. And they had 3 points against the Cowboys. And it didn't win because the Seahawks got shut out in Lambeau. Yep. I mean, Russell Wilson, our man, costing us some money the last few years, just had a dud of a game. Seahawks get shut out, and that ticket doesn't cash, and it was I was pretty upset about it.
Yeah, that Seahawks game was
putrid.
Yeah, it wasn't feeling great the whole time I was watching that. That's for sure, to put it kindly. So yeah, I mean, overall though, it was a good week last week for us.
You know, I pick mostly every game. Some games I'll just say I don't have any play. I just don't have a feel. But I spiked the week. But I didn't necessarily translate to Circa 1, 2, and 3. Wonka Vader, Washington 1.
Yep.
What was the other one that cashed? I forget. But I had losers on Seattle. I had losers on the Raiders.
Yeah, Detroit.
Losers on the Colts. No, I didn't have Detroit.
You didn't.
I talked myself out of it, and I talked myself out of making some other selections, and it cost me, unfortunately. I can't even remember the last game I took that was a winner. Oh, Cowboys.
Yeah, it was.
The Cowboys defense was very profitable for me last weekend, especially in DFS. So
yeah.
At least I had that going for me.
It was a 70% chance of the Colts covering 10.5 with 11 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and then it just went to crap after that.
Yeah, it was very frustrating to watch because you knew once they even got the ball back, they weren't going to go try to score a touchdown because they could just run it out.
Exactly.
So not ideal, but we're on to week 11. We're still striking distance, 30-20, leaders at 38 points. So 8 points behind. We got 7 weeks left. You know, just going to start spiking.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll dive into the Thursday night game. I was on the Pats last week. Speaking of the we're on to week 11. We have the Pats now, Falcons. This one taking place in Atlanta. Yes. Rematch.
Yeah. Revenge game. Chick-fil-A is open.
Revenge game, Falcons. I mean, Mac Jones has got to be the MVP at this point. This Patriots team is legit.
MVP? MVP?
Or, sorry.
Rookie.
ROI. O-R-O-I. I'm losing my words today. You guys get what I'm – you know what I mean.
I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, this could have been a scorching take. I just didn't hear yet.
It would have been scorched earth hot take right there. So we got 72% of the bets coming in on the Pats. 46% of the money, only 28% on the Falcons. And if you're good at math, then you know that would mean also that 54% of the money is on the Falcons. A lot of sharp dollars it's looking like here, Scott. Talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, everyone and their mother wants to bet the Pats, you know, and there's some reasons for it. Obviously, defense playing great, defensive line, really stifling teams, and they're going to get lots of pressure on Matt Ryan. I'm not touching the game. But Bill Belichick against rookie head coaches since 2010 is 20-4 straight up. Then rookie head coaches on short weeks have a dismal record. So I think I just too many people are betting on the Pats, so I think it's Falcons or bust. So I'm not touching this one. I'm staying very far away. Everyone wants to bet the Pats, and you know they look great the last few weeks, but you know short week rookie quarterback on the road just scares me too much to lay this type of wood. So hard pass.
You know, I want to give some credit where I feel like credit is due with the Falcons and Matt Ryan. Honestly, I feel like Matt Ryan is the divider of, are you a NFL fan? Like, are you a real like NFL fan, or are you just a casual fan of the league? Because I feel like that's where the dividing line is. Is you ask somebody what their thoughts are on Matt Ryan. This team is terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no reason that they should be in the position that they are in right now. But Matt Ryan has got them there. I mean, the guy somehow still has the Saints number. Your best option just decided to quit football for the year. Kyle Pitts is emerging, which is good. But it's like they just, I don't know. It's crazy. But I probably won't have, I'll probably pull the teaser with the Pats and bring it down to like a half point and then do the
under.
You're doing under?
Under.
Really?
I do under, yeah. I mean, that's what I would do. I just, you know, if Cordarrelle Patterson doesn't play, they really have no offense.
No, none.
So how are they scoring? You know, Mike Davis is a shell of himself. Wayne Gallman is the other running back. Their top receiver is Olmedius Zaccheaus, and they're going to drape Kyle Pitts with double coverage.
Yep, it's true.
So
you're not wrong. So I'm excited to watch it just because I feel like, you know, it's – Pat's in prime time now, and what are they going to look like? And I think everyone's excited to watch. But anywho, we'll dive into the Sunday card now. We're going to get back in, and we're going to talk about those Motor City Kitties taking on the Browns. We'll talk about it at the end about my theory that I dropped last week.
And we'll
see how we're going, because that's 7-1, folks. Just to, not to bury the lead, but. We'll go Lions, Browns, Browns minus 11 at home.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go Wonkbaiter right off the bat. Browns minus 11 against the Motor City Kitties, our Detroit Lions. They got a tie last week. Good for them. But Browns embarrassed on the road last week. A lot of noise right now. And they're going to not be facing Jared Goff. It sounds like they're going to face a guy named Tim Boyle with a putrid offensive line and no offensive weapons other than DeAndre Swift, who's also banged up. Against a very angry, great pass rush, great offensive line that's going to be able to move both lines of scrimmage. Nick Chubb's going to be back. Dearness Johnson is a stud too. So this is perfect get right spot against these Motor City Kitties. Browns, Wonka Vader, pick of the week, bounce back off the Pats game. I mean, even if Case Keenum starts this game, I honestly don't think he's even worth half a point compared to Baker Mayfield, because Baker Mayfield has looked terrible, but they shouldn't need it because they should be able to get all their yards on the ground or short passes to the tight end. So Browns demolish the Lions on Sunday. Wonka Vader.
Tim Boyle played collegiately at Connecticut there, Scott. Up in your neck of the woods.
Oh, my God. No way.
But he ended up transferring to Eastern Kentucky, which is...
I think he went to Xavier, too. I think he did.
Xavier High School.
That's hilarious. they're going to get destroyed. Eastern Kentucky? He went to Eastern Kentucky?
Eastern, not even Western, not the Hilltoppers. Eastern Kentucky.
How is this guy in the NFL?
You know, some people just make it. He's probably got a hose. I mean, he's a good size, I think. He's my age, which makes me feel great about myself.
I don't know. That's pretty sad.
I'm intrigued by that pick there, Scott. But yeah, I just think it's one of those that you're going to have two teams coming off two very different emotions. And I'd have to lean in the favor of the Browns on that one. Next on the card, the 49ers, who played a heck of a game on Sunday night against the Rams, -6.5 traveling to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, totally missed it last week. Kyle Shanahan 4-0 against McVay the last four. It goes to 5-0. Really impressive win for them. They needed it badly. This is a stay-away game for me. Traveling cross-country, 1 o'clock time slot. They just won their Super Bowl. Now you're going to go lay wood on the road. You know, Jags defense has surprised and played well the last few weeks, so it'd be Jags or bust. And, you know, I don't feel comfortable ever backing Urban Meyer. So Jags are bust, but I'm just going to stay far away from this one.
The Urban Liar is what a lot of the Florida fans like to call him down here.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, he said he was leaving for health reasons when he left Florida, and then he wasn't really. Yeah. Then he was coaching again a year or two later. I will definitely be staying away from this one, although I think the line, still sitting 6.5, a lot of money. 73%, this is going to be, I feel like, a huge public reaction game. Yeah, because, like you said, everyone just saw Sunday Night Football. Just like me, 49ers came out and looked like the team that went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And they're playing the Jags, who are terrible. And so you think maybe, just maybe. But I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Next on the card, the Bills, who were hot last week, looking to keep it going. They just wanted to kick a couple people off the wagon. You know, it was just getting a little too heavy. Bills -7 taking on the Colts.
Oh, going to be a nice cold day for Carson Wentz. You know, this is a wait and see. One of the Bills' offensive linemen hit the COVID list today, so you don't know if that's going to spread on the offensive line, which could be a major problem come Sunday. This is a wait and see. I lean Bills here. I think they're going to do a good job with the defensive line on Jonathan Taylor. But also, hey, Matt Milano, our boy, has he's been wearing the red non-contact jersey all week in practice. So if he's out, that's a big problem for the defense. And we just spoke about the offensive line issues. So this spread could really move come Sunday if COVID spreads throughout the team or Milano's out. So let's just wait and see. Also, Cole Beasley, it sounds like he's banged up. He's got a rib thing. So they might be looking a little thin on Sunday. So we'll wait and see. We'll write it up, and we'll give some updates later in the weekend on it.
Our boy, Matty Milano. Yeah, I mean, I'm still probably just at the point where I'm going to ride the wagon into the ground, and I'm just going to go with the Bills here at this point. Like, I've not seen the Colts be able to do anything when it comes to the spread. Am I crazy with that?
I think, Tre'Davious White is going to really shut down Michael Pittman, and they don't really have any offensive firepower beyond him in the receiving core. So if you stop the run with Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman's nullified, then I don't think Zach Pascal is going to be beating you.
Yeah, I mean, Colts are 2-1 in the last three games against the spread. Bills 2-1. Whatever. Doesn't really matter. Bills have, let's see here, they actually get head-to-heads. So in their last 4 meetings. Wow. Buffalo's covered two.
But, Micah, your indicator would lead to a Colts bet on Sunday.
I know. But it's not 100%. Yeah. There's always room. There's always room for where my heart goes. Jets +3. Here's the toilet bowl game of the weekend. Oh, holy God, smokes. Jets +3 against the Miami Dolphins.
What an awful game. I'm not betting on Joe Flacco, but I don't really want to bet on the Dolphins here. The Jets defense is amazingly bad. I just saw something that they've given up like 175 points in the last 4 weeks, and the 2000 Ravens gave up 165 throughout the full regular season. So that's not too great. Hard pass on this game. I won't touch it.
My networks are going to try and make me watch it, and I'm going to say no. I'm going to put on NFL Sunday Ticket and move on with my life. Just like we're going to move on with this conversation. Next up, Cammy Cam taking number one reps this week in Carolina. Panthers minus 3.5 taking on Washington. I don't even care. Keep pounding. Panthers, let's go.
I really like the Panthers. You know, I don't think people are talking enough about how good their defense has been this year. Yes. And Washington just lost Chase Young. They're getting thinner there. They're Taylor Heineke against a good defense and a great secondary, I think it's going to be problematic. And you know, I'm excited to see Cam on Sunday. I think he's got these guys cooking a little bit. Not really great for my DJ Moore shares in fantasy, but, you know, I'll dip my toes with the Panthers on Sunday, laying the 3.5. I think people may be a tad bit too excited about Washington after last week. You know, while we were on it, I think they still have plenty of holes on the team, and I think the Panthers defense should take this one home on Sunday.
Yeah, that Panthers defense is definitely no joke. And as long as you have a quarterback that isn't turning it over 5 times a game, I think you got a good chance at winning. And plus, it doesn't hurt getting run CMC back either.
Yeah.
Next on the card, the Ravens, long rest, traveling to Soldier Field to take on the Bears. The Bears are home dogs at 4.5.
I think I read that the Bears are like 0-7 off the bye the last 7 years. I didn't verify it today, but that would be shockingly bad coaching if that is in fact true. You know, I lean
Nagy being here. A bad coach. I don't believe
it. Yeah, I know, right? What a freaking clown that guy is. Get him. He's going to be out of town pretty soon. You know, right now, I'm seeing a lot of people. Where's the Ravens? On my shoe. I don't know, Prince the Ravens. Oh, they're there. I mean, people are hammering the Ravens home dog against a team that's going to want to run the ball and should be getting Mack and Akeem Hicks healthy. You know, this one has my mind in a pretzel. I typically like betting the Bears at home, but Justin Fields is really going to struggle against this Ravens defense. And I have no confidence in Matt Nagy. So Ravens are pass.
Ravens or pass. Yeah, golly, what a letdown spot they had against the Dolphins. That was just embarrassing. Absolutely terrible.
I think we nailed it, too. You know, they were coming off an OT game on a short week on the road. I mean, I thought that was tailor-made Dolphins there. And I definitely had a few shekels on it as I was in Philly with some friends, at a rehearsal dinner. So, but now they get the longer layoff, angry, it could snap right back.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's so we'll move on to the next one now. We got Philly minus 1.5 at home against the Saints. Mark Ingram, all-time leading rusher for the New Orleans Saints. Feels kind of weird.
That's pretty wild. You know, great win for the Eagles on the road last week. I do think they're going to have a much more difficult time against the Saints team, so I'm going to be backing the Saints here. I think Marshawn Lattimore is going to be all over Devonta Smith, and I think that the Saints, although Kamara was a DNP today in practice, which is slightly concerning, but I like what I'm seeing from Trevor Siemian, and I think the Saints offense will move the ball on this Eagles defense. Also, I think Jalen Hurts is really going to struggle against a really strong Saints defensive line. There are some protection issues. Ramchek was a DNP yesterday in practice. I didn't check the injury report yesterday. So a little bit of wait and see, but Saints are bust right now.
Trevor Siemian, Orlando represent. A lot of home. You're liking a lot of the Orlando guys and not knowing that they're Orlando guys.
I know. Must be something in the water down there.
Something while I sit here and do a podcast in my guest bedroom. Oh, man. Next on the card, we got Titans minus 10 against the Texans.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love the Texans on Sunday. I love them. give me as much Texans as possible. It might be Ronk Vader number two.
No.
Texans. Titans coming off just a brutal stretch. Now they're trying to shuffle through running back. Still no Julio Jones. I mean, just a classic letdown spot against a Texans team who's, you know, off the bye, a little bit of extended rest here, and just going to play desperate in division. So I like the desperate dog in division trying to get some dubs. Titans obviously win, and Texans cover.
Oh, don't do
that. Doesn't that make you want to puke?
It makes me want to throw up everywhere. You're a lot of points, and the one Wonka Vader and then the possible other one. I mean at least they'll equal each other out. But man, scaring me. We're gonna move on to America's game of the week, and by America I mean my household. Vikings +1.5 at home against the Pack.
Love the Vikings last week. That was another one that just didn't sneak into my picks, and I love the Vikings, and I'm salted into it. And you know, I want to go back to the well, home dog in division. I think they got what they're looking to get out of Justin Jefferson last week. I the Vikings are just loaded with talent on offense. This is a nice 1 o'clock spot for Kirky. He's not going to be on national TV. And I know the Packers just won a nice emotional game last week, but they did lose Aaron Jones, so it's going to be A.J. Dillon. That's it. I think the full workload on his shoulders, I think the Vikings will be able to game plan around it. And he's just got to take away Davante Adams. They really don't have much else beyond him. You know, MVS, trash, Alan Lazard, trash, Big Bob Tonyan, out for the year. So, you know, you can key in on two guys, and I think you can really disrupt the passing game of the Packers. And, you know, give me the Vikings again on Sunday.
Harrison Smith is back. Patrick Peterson back. Anthony Barr might be back as well. Kendricks has been playing out of his absolute mind this season, and I feel like he doesn't get a lot of respect. But that's all I'll say about that. I'm excited for this game. I think Adam Thielen. Yeah. Thielen came out on the presser and was like, hey, like, I hope we continue to be aggressive offensively, because that's what they did. They went out there, and if they saw one-on-one with Jefferson or Thielen, they were going, my guy's better than your guy. Go get the ball. And I love that. And you got to do that in the NFL. You got to let your stars be stars. And it was 4th and inches, and we go, they go bare front, and we go toss sweep to Dalvin Cook. Go get a yard. I mean, it was terrifying, but go get a yard.
No, nope. I'll tell you, no one's going to bet the Vikings on Sunday, even off that win. Everyone's going to bet the Packers, public team, and, you know, spread's not moving. Give me the Vikes.
Rodgers. Yep, I won't say what I'm doing with that game. I'm probably just not going to even bet it and move on with my life like I always do. So I can just scream and not double down on my frustration. Raiders +1 at home against the Bengals.
You know, our boy Zach Taylor, I know we like to make fun of him quite a bit, but he had a great rant about how much he loves to play craps when he's in Vegas. And he'll play, you know, 72 straight hours. You know, he had to clarify low stakes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sure that's not the case. So I think this is going to be a very fun game with lots of points, probably like a great game to have in 10-point teasers to take the over. But I'm not going to bet either side. You know, I think it's easy to dump on the Raiders right now. But the Bengals, you know, just show me that they're going to go on the road and win some games like these, you know, not in division. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, Raiders, I feel like this is the first time we're talking about them, and they haven't been in national headlines in 7-8 weeks, where it's just like, hey, pick a football game. I might end up going Bengals on this one just because that offense is insane, but at the same time, Derek Carr is just once again, you don't know what Derek Carr you're going to get, and you could have great Derek Carr, and that would be... And then I'd go with the Raiders. But if I'm going to, you know, then there's the other Derek Carr. I know that's a super in-depth, high psychological comment. If I know he's going to be bad Derek Carr, I don't want to have him, obviously. But that's the thing with him, is you just never know. You never know with Derek Carr. We're going to move to Seahawks, see if they can put some points up on the board, plus two against the Cardinals, who got smacked by the Panthers last week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, really just winning Seahawks game last week, but I think coming back home is going to, you know, be the antidote for them. That, you know, we talked about last week. I thought the defense, you know, is playing out of their minds the last few weeks. DeAndre Hopkins still banged up. It looks like Kyler's going to play, but, you know, still no Chase Edmonds, so it's going to be James Conner or bust. I think this bodes well for the Seahawks, who are, you know, desperate, you know, hearing some chirping, but, you know, Pete Carroll keeps burning me. And, you know, I saw an article about highest paid coaches in the NFL, and Pete Carroll was second at $14 million. Talk about a guy that does not deserve his contract. This guy is get his room ready at Green Grove because he needs to go into an old folks home ASAP. And that's what gives me pause to bet the Seahawks here, despite the defense playing well and Russell Wilson, hopefully, you know, straightening himself out a little bit, but you know, I'm going to stay away from this one. I want to bet the Seahawks, but I can't do it.
Yeah, I'll probably be going to the Cardinals on this one, if I'm being honest, because I just – big bounce-back spot for them. They looked horrible last week, and I think that was a little bit of a wake-up call. Like, hey, you know, it was smooth sailing for a little while. We were getting some dubs, but once the the bullseye is going to be on your back, and you realize, okay, yeah, Everyone's going to give us their best. It's time that we have to give everyone our best, too, every single week. So, and it's hard. It's hard to be at the top for a long time. That's why nobody really ever goes fully undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, it's only happened one time.
Yeah.
Well, two times, kind of, but yeah, I know. So it'll always be too soon. Cowboys plus 2.5 taking on the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
Man, awesomely excited for this game. I'm gonna stay away. Game of the week, other than Packers Vikings. Sorry, second place.
I'm used to it.
You know, I don't know what we saw last week from the Chiefs. Was it because the Raiders are on their second coach and you know, they've had all these other off field issues, or did the offense really get right? I still think they're old. I think Kelsey is, you know, bumping on the wrong side of 30. I know CEH is supposed to be back. But, you know, it's Tyreek Hill is their only receiver. Travis Kelce getting old. Defense still stinks. Like, what's stopping Dak and CeeDee Lamb from just laying a fat number on this Chiefs defense? So Cowboys are pass this weekend. I don't really like the Chiefs.
I just can't get behind the Chiefs this year. They're never good against the spread anyway, but now it's just for other reasons. It's crazy.
You know, going into this year, the crazy thing is this is probably like a 6-point spread, 7-point spread for the Chiefs, and now it's down to 2.5.
Right.
So it's just that just gives me pause. I don't want, you know, people are going to smash this game just because it's such a high profile, but I don't want to be one of those guys.
Right. I agree. Next on the card, Sunday Night Football in LA, Chargers minus 6.5 taking on the Steelers.
Oh, love the Chargers in this spot. Off the loss at home, and then you have the crusty old Steelers coming across country for a primetime game. You don't know if Big Ben's going to play. Mason Rudolph is truly awful. And the Steelers are banked up. No Chase Claypool. So if it is Big Ben, his main target's going to be Deontay Johnson. If it's Mason Rudolph, it's going to be James Washington. You know, Dance Johnson scares me a little bit. James Washington definitely doesn't. Chargers, I think, excuse me, offensive line is, you know, really outperforming this year, and they'll be able to stifle this Steelers pass rush. So Chargers are bust on Sunday night.
So I like Chargers in this spot too. Bounce back spot for them. But that's another one that goes into the theory box that we'll readdress.
I know it does, which scares me.
And then last but not least on Monday Night Football, Tom Brady in primetime covering the spread, not so great. Bucks minus 11 against the Giants.
You know, still no AB. It looks like Gronk is probably going to be back. You got an angry Bucks team, but the Giants are finally getting healthy. They're finally getting healthy. So I think this is an interesting spot. you know, they're not going to be able to run the ball with Saquon, and the offensive line issues are going to be a problem against the Bucs pass rush. But the Bucs defense just is not looking how they used to. You get the Giants off the bye. I think they're going to be well prepared. I'll scoop the 11. It seems like people are getting hip to that as well, because the betting is pretty even from what I'm seeing. So, probably wouldn't be a smash spot, maybe a contest play, but, we'll see.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to go Giants on this one, honestly, because I feel like Giants for some reason are primetime covers, and it's just the battle of the two trends. So I'll probably end up leaning Giants on this. But the aforementioned trends, right? We mentioned it last week, and I didn't get a chance to see who was on the Manning show this week. I need to go and check on that as well. We got the teams that lost or didn't cover the spread versus teams that did cover, matching up against each other. The team who didn't cover then covers the week following is 41-16-1. But I believe after it was 2-0, it was 2-1 this past week, or 4-1 overall, with the Thursday night game being the loss.
So what we have is this week, you know, you don't count the byes either. So if someone's coming off a bye, that doesn't count.
Right.
Right. So we have Colts, we have Steelers,
mm-hmm. Browns and Jets.
Well, that's a poo-poo platter right there.
And there are four teams that, I mean, you got the Wonka Vader on the Browns, so that makes me feel good. But I can't go Jets, man. I mean, that's just it. But if you want to play it, I feel like you have to. If you're playing that trend, that's unreal. It's an unreal line for odds. You got one tie. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know. You got to keep an eye out for those trends and just see what happens. And then it'll be the week that I hop on it that trend just absolutely flips on its head.
Yeah, I mean, initial look, it's looking like, we like the Browns. We don't want to touch the Jets' Dolphins. Colts doesn't seem too bad. And then, I like the Chargers, but the Steelers, maybe they just break the model if you have to start Mason Rudolph at quarterback.
Right. That's true. Could be the breakthrough case. Who knows? Nobody knows. Oh, man. Well, going to be another fun week of NFL football. But once again, before we totally wrap up the show, we go into our actor of the week. We chose Jamie Foxx, possibly the most talented person on the face of God's green earth.
We kind of screwed up. I can't believe it's taken us this long to get Jamie Foxx, because he's an absolute stud.
Well, you know, you can blame it on the throne. Got you in the zone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Jamie.
I'll let you kick it off.
You want me to kick it off? Okay. So I want to say this.
I feel really good about my picks.
Okay. I'm going to say this, too. If you haven't ever watched Wheel of Musical Impressions, Jamie Foxx on Fallon's Tonight Show, check it out. Really funny video. My roommates and I used to watch it all the time. But just one of those things. Super, super talented guy. I am going to go with number three. It was a movie that caught me a little bit off guard and wasn't expecting it to have the psychological impact that it did on me, and that was Soul. Jamie Foxx was the voice actor for the main character of Joe Gardner trying to make his way into the jazz world, and it just really dove into the, like, what is it to have a soul and these sorts of things. And man, I wasn't expecting that out of a Disney Pixar movie that soon, but Disney Pixar, they find a way to cut right to your heart. And he did a really good job in that one, and I feel like it was just Jamie Foxx being Jamie Foxx.
Interesting. I'm not going to go the nice route, like the heartwarming route that you just went. Number three, law-abiding citizen. We just talked about it with Gerard Butler, but law-abiding citizen is like a just a phenomenal action movie, and Jamie Foxx is the district attorney that's out to give justice to Gerard Butler's character. I mean, just awesome movie, and Jamie Foxx crushes it in this one.
Man, you know, this, it got hard for me because I, you know, Law Abiding Citizen, I love that movie as well. Movie I've wanted to see is Just Mercy, but I'm going to come in at number two, Any Given Sunday.
Yes.
I had to do it, a little football movie. Jamie Foxx, Willie Beeman.
Willie Beeman.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, not much else to be said with that movie. Al Pacino, fight for that inch. I cry in that locker room every time they play that. So, great movie. I feel like it was kind of the first, because Remember the Titans was definitely a feel-good football movie, but I feel like Any Given Sunday was just like, this is football. And like, what all happens outside of football. It was good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on Any Given Sunday. Number two, Steven Lindley Beeman. Just, that's an awesome movie. People, I think, were disappointed with it. They were expecting too much. I thought it was just perfect movie. So Any Given Sunday, I'm with you. I will have a disclaimer though. I have a 1A and 1B. So,
oh, cheater.
I'm cheating. But I had to.
It's okay. I'll let it slide this one time. You know what I forget too is that he's in Jarhead.
Yeah.
That's one of those I forget. Number one, I'm going to say Django. I mean, there's really not much else that needs to be said. I mean, for phenomenal performance all around by pretty much everybody in that movie.
Yeah. Awesome cast. 1B Collateral. Jamie Foxx, Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx's cab driver. You know, he gets put in a little bit of a sticky situation, taking around Tom Cruise, and then number one, a Django Unchained. And, you know, not much more needs to be said about that movie. Freaking classic.
Not too much to be said about Django. I mean, absolutely phenomenal film. God, what a guy! What's one Jamie Foxx song you think of? How about that?
Gold Digger.
Mm-hmm. Love that. So T-Pain is truthfully one of my all-time favorite artists. So when those two got together on Blame It, I was like, this is a song.
I have two movies, like he's very minor roles, but just classics from growing up. Not really kids' movies, but The Players Club, freaking awesome movie. Bernie Mac, RIP, stack cast. And then Ice Cube also in it. Really good movie. If you haven't seen The Players Club, freaking awesome.
Check that one out.
And then Great White Hype. He's, you know, the manager of this boxer who wants to get a fight with, you know, the top heavyweight. But, he's fighting some corny Irish white guy or fake Irish white guy because they'll make more money, according to this movie. It's a hilarious movie. And Jamie Foxx, a little small part in it, but he's really good.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. World's most talented man. Check out that. I'm telling you, watch that video. I'm going to tweet it. I'm going to tweet it after I post this, after the video goes up.
All right.
Or the pod goes on. I'll post it on Twitter. Great video. Scott, any other thoughts going into this weekend?
I am honest. I'm a little nervous about this Pats game tonight. They should take care of business, but something just has me slightly nervous. And, I'm curious if we're going to get more weeks of, you know, more bloody games. You know, we got the last few weeks, a lot of big dogs winning. I wonder if that trend's going to continue. But we'll see. Yeah, the worst part is I have the under on the Raiders Bengals, and one team has to get closer unless they tie on Sunday, which is really bumming me out.
It's still a possibility.
I'm actually rooting for the Bengals because I think the Raiders schedule puts them in a position to maybe push on the bet at 7 because it's so tough. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Love it. Absolutely love it. It's going to be another fun weekend for sure. And with that, Junkies, we are out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Peace.
Don't watch the Zach Stacy video.
Suck the taint juice.